As we prepare to hear from Scripture, let's pause and pray. You'll find the prayer printed on the calendar tile. Be present, Spirit of God, as we listen to these words of Scripture. Open our ears that we may hear the call to embody Christ to the world. Open our minds to be challenged to new ways of thinking and being. Open our hearts that we may be formed for mission in your world. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. A reading from Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 to 21. Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. When you are praying, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then in this way: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us to the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Whakarongo ki te kupu a te wairoa ki te hāhi. Whakapāingia te atua. What's Lent all about then? Each year, on Ash Wednesday, we hear a portion of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount from Matthew 6. This text sets the tone for the journey from Lent to Easter. In popular thinking, Lent is all about giving things up. Things that are not so easy to give up, such as chocolate, meat, alcohol, or social media. Brian Finlayson wrote, "Lent is always linked to fasting, not starving, but rather cutting back on rich foods. In this way, we purge the body, quieten the mind, and heighten spiritual awareness." And it's an interesting idea, renouncing self so that we might be open to God through prayer and meditation. So Lent is not about denial as such. It is not about self-denial. Rather, it is about focusing our lives again on Christ. Lent is all about reflective prayer and meditation on the Word. Over the next 6 weeks, we will be using excerpts from Matthew 6 to explore the themes of almsgiving, authentic prayer, forgiveness, fasting, and treasure. You will be invited to think about how these outward actions are reflections of the inner life. For all the things we might do or stop doing over the course of Lent, it is the action of the heart which is important. Know that our diocesan team are praying for you as you take this Lenten journey with us.